I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
We're back. Reality is blowing. It's blowing hard. I am Blow.
And I am Job.
Welcome back to Reality. It blows. This episode, like every other episode this season, has been full of goodness gracious.
Oh, what an app.
I think when this episode first came out and I was watching it alone, I think before even you jump onto the bandwagon, Job.
Yeah, before you corrupted me. My pure
it's
soul.
It's true. You were high off pain meds or something, and I remember the way you got through it was me putting on Vanderpump and I was...
I had whooping cough and I was having anxiety from whatever... I had the worst anxiety attack.
And that's how you got through it. I had to explain the plot loosely and we just watched... I corrupted it. Yeah, it was...
I had to go outside and like lay on the ground because I was freaking
and
out.
And then you were hooked. We finished this season together.
Nothing like...
But yeah, it was pretty beautiful.
Prescribe drugs to make friendships.
This episode, when it first came out, I read someone saying this episode should have been called the Stupid Demon episode. And I thought it was almost just as fitting as what it's called, because this episode was called Lady and the Glamp, which I don't think is as good as the Stupid Demon.
No, well, especially it's episode 13.
Yes.
So demons, 13. You had some things going on. You could have done some stuff.
So let's go.
Yeah, we started with a glamping.
And
Brooke dropped a line that, oh my God, so relatable. He's like, this is just like Animal Crossing. And for all you Nintendo fans out there who would never listen to this podcast, he is wrong.
100%. Preach. And it was not like Animal Crossing. This episode had a lot of sadness to it because we were watching very close relationships get manipulated and there's a lot of lying underneath them.
Yeah.
So glamping was a good example of that because Raquel is in this sort of hub group she's created of her closest friends.
Yeah.
We watched this beautiful moment of them all hugging each other. So Brock, Sheena, both the Toms, Ariana and Raquel, just hugging, sharing intimate moments, tears of shedding. I love you all. You're my closest friends. This is exactly what I wanted for my 27th birthday or 28th birthday. And I think the saddest thing was her and Ariana on that log by the campfire. Ariana's arms are around her and she's saying, you're a role model. You will be strong. You will get through this. You're amazing for breaking up with James. Just supporting this woman who is fucking...
Yeah. Well, she still has Tom's cum in her. Like,
I saw that. I know,
I was dropping
you
it.
You love saying that people have come in them. That's like one of your things.
Am I wrong?
Preach.
Don't fucking touch me. No! I didn't consent to that.
It's true. It's quite a harrowing moment.
It's sad because, like, I have been hard and still am on Raquel, and I think she's done so many fucked up things. But also, and I'm going to stand on my fucking... horse now, my little soapbox.
Horsey soapbox.
This woman, Raquel, has been essentially groomed her entire life. She was told exactly who she needed to be through pageants, through just like, this is what a woman's meant to be and this is how they're meant to act. She got engaged, she did the thing, and in a moment of, this can't be it, she broke up with James.
Yeah.
She then tried finding her fucking self finally at what, 26, 27, having no tools. 28.
But go.
She's 28 now, but when it all happened, she was 26 or 27.
Yeah.
So only a year before.
Okay.
She's trying to work out who the fuck she is. She's trying to work out so much shit. She is so lost. And this manipulative piece of shit, and I want to be so clear, I'm not, like, giving Raquel a free pass. Yeah. She still participated in it all.
Yeah.
But Sandoval, with his fucking claws, came in and was like, come, my child.
And I think...
I'll give you validation.
You're very right. And I think we saw a lot of moments like that when he just was getting up and like, Raquel, you're amazing. And then he just defended her, like, just making sure his voice was the loudest in defending her, building her up. It is a very seedy situation.
But this is also what happens when you don't let your children grow. This is what happens. And, you know, even listening to some of the parents when they talked about James and just how they acted around Raquel, the whole thing's fucking weird. And this woman was set up to be fucked in this situation.
It's hard for me because I think Raquel acted so poorly in some other ways.
She acted the worst.
I know.
The worst.
I mean, look,
like,
we're not even at the... We are at the tippy top of this episode and we're touching on the scandal because this episode it drops, essentially.
Yes. I think everyone...
We had the La La flashback rewind. La La is narrating the events. Editors. Yeah, gorgeous job. La La is telling us a story. It beginneth... Yeah, I love beginneth.
Yeah.
It beginneth at Ken and Lisa's house.
Yeah.
Ken scoots through the kitchen, drops the bomb.
Earns his $50,000 paycheck.
Raquel stays over at Sandoval's.
Yeah.
She is an hour and a half late to work. She has spent the night at Sandoval's. They got drunk fucked in the jacuzzi. She's late for work. Then we find out Tom has lied to the fellas. He said she didn't stay over. This is where the phrase dipping out comes into it. Raquel dipped out. He tells Lisa she dipped out. She stayed, another lie he said to James, she stayed in the guest room. Raquel's saying, I spent the night and I stayed on the couch. Lies upon lies. Messy, messy, messy. No one gives a fuck about Ariana.
They didn't plan this out.
And where was Ariana, Job?
I don't know. Maybe just like grieving the fact that her fucking grandma was dead.
Preach. And that's not even the only disrespect made in reference to the fucking grandma.
We're not going to talk about it just yet. We will go back to it. But I just want to quickly say, when Tom says at the end of the episode, and we'll go there again, when he says, talking to Ariana, it's like, I thought, because she just found out that her grandmother had died. It's like, I just thought you wanted to be by yourself. You fucking...
Yeah. We have to go back there, because that argument at the end of the episode is deliciously...
Let's just go there now, and then we'll bring it back.
Picture this. Your girlfriend calls you. My grandma's dead. Yeah. You're at a fucking barbecue with the girl that you're fucking. Yeah. Your mistress.
Yes, okay? my mistress. My friends.
I'm fucking her. I'm having a great time. My girlfriend calls me some fucking problem about her grandma. My friend that I got a ride there with says, bro, I'm leaving. Do you want to come? Nope, I'm good here.
Yeah.
You lie to your girlfriend. You say, I was taking a shit when that guy left. I missed the ride.
Which also... want to be real clear, we not lie good enough. Because if you were driving with this person or they knew you wanted to go, you'd
why
be like,
would they leave without you?
Be like, oh, he's taking a shit. I'll wait 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Weird lie, makes no sense.
Strange
Lala
life.
Lala calls him out. Beautiful moment. Yeah. She says to Ariana, I saw Tom reject that lift. I saw it. Ariana right away goes, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to defend you.
Yeah.
Like, brings Tom over. She confronts him. She says, you told me you were having a shit. He gets caught in a lie. You watch him fucking squirm.
Yeah.
Like a little fucking worm in that moment. And then he says, I thought you wanted to be alone that day, Ariana, because it's actually still your fault. Still your fault that I didn't get a fucking ride.
And the saddest thing really is Ariana, who has suffered her own pain and her own trauma. The fact that her response was silence is so telling of the victim. And once again, another victim that Tom found.
This is tying into something else that pops up in this episode. So I'm worried we're going to keep jumping around.
Fuck it, we're jumping.
Okay, because...
call me, insert a long jump person here, because we're jumping.
When Scandoval gets dropped, Ariana mentions they made a deal with each other that they would never humiliate each other. They would never humiliate each other on camera.
Yeah.
And... she has a lot of moments in that after that fight where she says, you're making me, do you understand you're making me look stupid because I'm defending you and then you're lying. It's really important how they're represented in this show on TV. That's what I believe, which is why I think when Ali is retelling what she told Katie and she's saying, Katie said something like, yeah, like I think that Ariana doesn't care what he does as long as it's not on camera or it doesn't humiliate me. And then she backtracks and says, oh, I didn't say that. I think you're lying, Katie. I think absolutely Ariana would have said something like that. I think that makes a lot of sense that like she would have almost had to be fine with the fact that this piece of shit was cheating on her because he's probably done it. And he admits to doing it multiple times, but on camera, that's a big fucking no for Ariana. That is a humiliation. She said, I would not tolerate.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
She didn't tolerate it.
No.
She still almost was taken through the ringer, but like...
but fucking hell, we have to go right all the way back.
We're jumping back.
We have to go all the way back. Lala has retold the story. Oh, yeah. We're dealing with this fucking... web. Go on.
With Lala, that one show where we see like her coasters and it says like, my PI knows about you. That hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... I just don't stop. That's such... I don't even know how to articulate. Maybe next episode Just, when I saw that, I felt gross inside.
I don't get why you did feel gross. I don't know. I don't get it. We'll go into that later.
Yeah, I'll work it out one day.
We'll go into that later.
It's just my rampant misogyny.
We're back in LA. We've left the glamping and the emotions and the lies where they belong. And now we're back in LA. Christina Kelly is having her makeup beauty brand party, which looked like a fucking riot. Am I right?
It looked. I just want to say, for the record, my wife is nailing it as a businesswoman. She, as an entrepreneur, she has that grind set mindset, and she doesn't stop. She started with 3 lipsticks, lip balms, whatever.
Good listening, husband.
Yep. And now she has creams. She sprayed Lisa, who looked unimpressed about the situation.
Lisa was like desperately trying to get a scent out of that bottle. She was like, she sprayed it, sniffed it, sprayed it again, tried to waft it into her face.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, like, what is happening?
It was great. But then when Schwartz goes up to Katie,
who's sitting with her mum and Lala.
Yeah. And is like, can I buy you girls drinks? And he just wants to be smooth and everyone laughing and chill. And Katie, none of it.
Yeah.
She's none of it. She's like, okay, you want to buy me a drink? Cool, I'll get this one. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then his talking head. I think it was a talking head.
It was a talking head.
Where he's like, I just don't. It's not that big of a deal. Bro, we get it. You're a retard.
In his exact words, where in Tom's world, they would have called me a dirty slut and we would have all laughed about it.
Yeah.
And I think that is just so indicative of how little you do give a fuck, Schwartz. Yeah. How dare you assume that everyone would laugh this off when someone set a boundary.
That you broke.
A fucking scumbag, bro. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
It's so warped.
Yes.
And the fact that he is still so in need of holding on to this, which makes for me then this upcoming season 11, I'm so fascinated.
Yeah.
Because I think someday, hopefully this season, but if not, one day, Schwartz is just going to...
Well,
he's going to snap and he's just going to look at Sandoval... And fucking run him over with everything he knows. Because also, let's not forget, listeners, even in this Sandoval and Raquel situation, Schwartz knows about it. He knows every fucking detail. Yeah. He knows every fucking thing. He knows.
Yeah.
He is staring at these people every time that fucking Schwartz goes to Raquel and goes, I'll take you like to Christina's thing, like as a date and like laughs about kissing and shit. He knows. He's running defense for those cheating fucks. And he's fucking there doing it with him. And I don't want him let off the hook as well because I feel like he got a little bit off the hook.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
He's not worse, but as bad, as complicit in so many fucking gross ways.
This is the issue that people have with Schwartz is that he plays this indecisive fuckhead, but he's not. He is taking a side.
Yeah.
He is on Sandoval's side. He is not on the right side of this. I refuse to accept him as a fucking Switzerland. He's not.
Yeah, no.
No. The fact that you covered for your friends cheating motherfucking ass so many times, you've chosen your side in this life and as a fucking person.
Yeah, 100%. These are the rules. I'm saying it now. Yeah. Objective rules of friendship. You find out your friend cheats.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You go up to them and say, I love you. What you've done, I don't love. You will tell your partner or I will do it.
Yeah.
These are your choices.
Yeah.
We're done.
There's no, like, if, God forbid we're ever put in that situation.
Yeah.
Ourselves. But I know for a fact that I would never do that because I've been cheated on. Like, but I think I've even said that to you. If I found out that your partner was cheating on you.
Yeah.
I know I'm swapping it, but same thing. I would say to them, like, you either tell them. Or I do.
100%.
There's no way around. I'm giving you to tomorrow.
Yeah.
If they don't know by tomorrow.
Because imagine even like, I know we're making about us in this podcast, but it is. But like even this podcast, imagine sitting here staring at me in the eyes or me staring at you in the eyes and me going, oh, I know your boyfriend cheated on you.
Yeah.
And I now have to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being put in that situation.
I think it would be another level of horror if one of us was actually the perpetrators. Yeah. But I think it would be real. Like, I would love you so much. Of course.
Our friendship would change.
But it would... I think particularly for me as well, because I've been cheated on and I know how awful it is and I couldn't believe you'd inflict that on someone.
Yeah.
But it really depends how you handle it. Like, I really... The only way out of that is I would have to watch you be... You know, I think what... What happened with me is my partner, and like I'm watching the Toms do it, just the lies upon lies upon lies. Yeah. Like he turned me into a detective that was losing her mind, because I was just finding shit all the time and being like, nothing is real.
Yeah.
My reality is crumbling in my hands because you don't care.
But you know someone, on a lighter note, who does fucking care,
yeah,
is Allie fighting,
yeah,
for her relationship with James.
Oh, Allie.
And when James goes, like, oh, you know, I know it was embarrassing for you. And she goes, no, it was embarrassing for you. Yeah. You were embarrassing.
Yeah, that was a great moment.
Allie, I fucking beg and hope that you keep that energy, yes, next season. Because, honestly...
You're going to need it.
You're going to need it. But also, maybe this is the kind of motherfucker James needs.
I can't. Like, I can't. You have to... he needs not to be alone. That's what James needs.
No, he needs to be alone.
That's what I said. Did I say that?
You said he needs not to be alone.
He needs to be alone.
He needs to be alone. He needs, yeah, to be alone. For a long time.
This was quite a what's the word? It's more of a psychological episode, this one. We didn't, yeah, really break down the episode as such as discuss the heavier themes that threaded throughout it, which I actually feel... Well, look,
we're like young Lisa from Kenobi. We're like psychologically pulling people... You're not going to get this reference. No one is, but I do. It doesn't matter. Okay, you know, whatever. I'm a nerd, and I'm okay with that. Okay, anyway, speaking of nerds, the title of what it should have been,
yeah,
is Lala Looks at Raquel,
yes,
with Katie. Yes. And it's just like, she's like a very stupid demon.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's it would have been a great title for this episode. I'm into it. I think this was a really interesting episode because it was kind of like some big bombs were dropped,
mm,
but also we were kind of watching very intimate, not mundane events, but... you know, fun, close events with the cast,
yeah,
having these secrets as like an underrunning current beneath them.
Yeah.
Which is quite... I can't imagine how they must feel watching an episode like this.
Oh, surreal.
The party, the...
The glamping.
The glamping, the moment where Tom gets confronted about his lies, the whole like, she dipped out. She dipped out, bro. She's just dipping out.
Oh, God, dipping
like,
out.
Like, I can't... Like, you know, Ariana, she is Tom's ride or die.
Yes.
Like, that is the saddest, yeah, thing. She... has obviously honored an agreement. Of course, yeah, Toms don't honor those agreements, but she's honoring, like, I will not embarrass you on camera.
Yeah.
She is defending him as much as she can.
Yeah, without looking like a fool.
It's a fucking shame. It is a fucking shame to this day.
Yeah.
Sandoval, suck my dick. Let's do it, Scoopy Poopies.
I'm going to say 9.
Yeah.
I actually didn't love this episode. Mm. There was filler. I just think there were phenomenal moments.
Yeah.
As, like, entertaining, I think this episode is better because we know about Scandoval.
Yes.
I think this episode would have struggled more.
Well, they didn't know Scandoval. They drop it in this episode, though. I mean, like, I feel like this episode, it was a bit fillery, but let's be real. Like, we do watch that episode with the knowledge that something's potentially going on. I think it's,
yeah,
we do get that feeling throughout it. Look, I'm going to let you have your opinion, but yeah, I just feel like
you never let me have my opinion.
Okay.
Ever. What about you? How many Scoopy Shmooky Doobies?
I'm probably going to give it a 9.2.
Yeah.
I think it was an interesting episode. I don't think it had the drama of the beach episode.
This next episode.
But, like, it's pretty one of those ones that makes you think, baby.
Mm.
And I think my favorite this episode is Satchel.
I was for a second there, like, I really, yeah, don't remember, yeah, something.
He's the noun with the sound. I miss him. I love him. I need him back. Nice. Satchel, baby, bring those rings on back to me.
Mine has to be Lala. She's like a very stupid demon.
Yeah.
That.
Pretty iconic.
That's the line. We're here. Yeah. You've won. We love it. Yeah. We love you, listeners.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely night.
Ayo. Bye. Bye.
Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese.